Hello everyone, and welcome to the podcast, It's All In My Head. As usual, I am your host, The Talking Mike, and on this episode, I want to switch gears a little bit from my normal subject matter that I talk about to focus on a piece of literature that has defined and continues to define my relationship to the world and with God, and that book is known as Ecclesiastes. This book has been revolutionary for me in my understanding of the world around me, as well as finding deeper meaning into life. Ecclesiastes is the 21st book of the Bible and a book that many scholars attribute to King Solomon, the wisest man to have ever lived. The entire book reads as a philosophical endeavor into nihilism, though for me, the book is a stark reminder that everything we gain in this life can be lost, which makes it nothing more than vapor. Nihilism is the furthest thing from what Ecclesiastes has to offer. In fact, this book in the Bible has a story about hope, love, and acceptance of the fact that we have no control over this life and that everything is in God's hands. Consisting of 12 short chapters, Ecclesiastes is a guidebook for understanding the futility of this life and what it means to abandon earthly possessions in favor of a relationship with God. It is believed that this book was written sometime before the death of King Solomon in 931 BC, which makes the knowledge and insight in this book even more profound and remarkable. Ecclesiastes, to me, is the book that has the most human experience to it. It reveals the depth of despair and depression that humankind can experience by chasing after worldly possessions, as well as the penultimate truth that is God. God is the only way in which personal meaning can be found in this life. Everything else is vanity. While for many this book is an exercise in philosophical madness and wordy dichotomies, it represents the futility of a king who had everything, but felt as though he owned nothing. Simply profound. The book is even more humanized by the fact that it is written by a king among men, someone who could have, and did have, everything he wanted, and was still bereft of joy, happiness, and meaning. I want to end this short podcast by quoting one of my favorite verses from Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 7. Go, eat your bread with joy, and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already approved what you do. What a calming thought, to know that God already approves. What a peaceful and sobering thing to know that I can eat and drink and be happy because God loves me, and God approves the things that I do. I want to thank you for being here with me. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your willingness to experience something personal. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, I am the Talking Mike, and this has been All In My Head.